Hare Krishna. The shoe that fits one person bites another. All of us are distinct individuals. Because of our differences, a material formula, a material arrangement, a material system that works for one of us or some of us will not work for others. There is no, just as the one shoe cannot fit all people, so there is no one size fit all shoe. Similarly, no material formula is universal because of our individual differences. Gita wisdom offers due attention and credit to these individual differences. That's why it endorses Varnashram, a social system in which people are provided vocations according to their inclinations. So, for example, a person who is intellectual is offered intellectual engagement as a Brahmana. A person who has a tendency to manage and delegate and lead is offered engagement in the vocation of a Kshatriya, a martial guardian of society, an administrator of society. Now, when we get vocations according to our inclinations, then we can contribute best to society and best to our own growth also. Now, in each of these vocations, there are challenges and there are rewards. For people who have those inclinations, then engaging in those vocations is more rewarding than challenging. So, for example, if a person has a Kshatriya inclination, then the satisfaction in being able to head and lead a state effectively is far greater than the anxiety that comes from such a volatile political position. But if a Brahmana, a person who is intellectually oriented, is given such a volatile political position, the anxiety would become an irritating distraction from the Brahmana's interest, that is, study. On the other hand, if a Kshatriya were asked to do the duties of a Brahmana, then the simplicity and the austerity of a Brahmanical life would be far too challenging to be palatable. So that's why when people are engaged according to their nature, they are happy individually and they are productive socially. Still, when a person faces a severe challenge in one's own vocation, at that time, another vocation may seem more pleasant, more palatable. As it is said, the grass is always greener on the other side. So this is what happened to Arjuna at the start of the Bhagavad Gita in the Kurukshetra war field. When faced with the distressing prospect of fighting against his own loved ones, he started feeling, oh, the profession of a Kshatriya is very painful. Better I'll give that up and I will take the profession of a Brahmana. And I will live non-violently, depending on arms. So the Bhagavad Gita rejects this temptation of chickening out of our duties. It declares in 18.47, Shreyan swadharmo vigunaha paradharmat swanushtitat swabhavanyatam karma kurvannapnoti kilbisham. So, Shreyan swadharmo vigunaha. Shreyan, that it is far better to do one's duty, swadharmo vigunaha, faultily, than paradharmat swanushtitat, than to do another's duty apart from what has been prescribed, what is according to our nature. Swabhava niyatam karma. When we act according to our nature, when we act according to our swabhava, when we act according to the niyatam karma, the prescribed duty that corresponds with our swabhava, kurvan napnoti kilbisham, one does not accrue any contamination, any sin. Now what is this referring to in Arjuna's context? Now, Arjuna, being a kshatriya, will not be able to sustainably do the duty of a brahmana. When a brahmana is dishonored, the brahmana just overlooks the slight and tolerates, because brahmana is expected to be non-violent. Ahimsa satyam akrodhas. So ahimsa is one of the qualities of godly people in general, but specifically of brahmanas. So shamo damastapah shauchak shantirarjamam evacha jnanam vijnanam astikyam. So here it is, shamo damastapah shaucham, shantirarjam, shantirada, not ahimsa. Shanti is the same as ahimsa in one sense, peacefulness. So tolerance is what begets peacefulness. So now Arjuna, if he is insulted, even when he is living as a brahmana, his kshatriya nature will spring up and he will look for a weapon to retaliate against the offender. And if he acts violently while professing to be a brahmana, then he will be violating, he will accrue bad karma, he will act adharmically, for that is against the duty of a brahmana. Now therefore, Krishna tells Arjuna, act according to your nature. So now, this verse has its specific application in a varnashram-centered society, but it also has a general application for all of us. What the verse implies in essence is, be true to yourself. Act according to what is your nature. Do not imitate others. Do not act. Do not take up what others are doing just because it looks nice, and what you are doing doesn't look nice. By being true to ourselves, we can avoid unnecessary complications in our life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.